And I'm saying we want to get some of you to come in and we'd select one of our listeners to come in and bring some music and share with us. Anybody? So I'm putting Sister Mina on notice and I'm putting Sally Ali on notice. Guys, we want to get you to come in one day and share some music with us. Pick out some of your favorites. Right now we're celebrating with Sherry Farouk. Sister Mina is telling us that this is from the film Mamta. Anybody remember seeing that one? Well, we have greetings from His Excellency, the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, also sending lots of love to you from his beautiful family. Not forgetting his mom and dad to you. And again, they all echoing the sentiments of how much they appreciate and they admire the way you look after mom and dad. So on behalf of your cousin, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, and his parents, they want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, young lady. I hope she's listening. Normally, she would be on and say, hi, Richard, and she would chat with me and keep me company. But I don't know, I'm not hearing her today. But I had received a stern warning from her cousin, Sally. Let me make sure I get everything, because Sally is one of those listeners who, you know, she really just get on. She throw up a tantrum sometimes if we don't do it the right way. Assalamu alaikum to you, Richard. Well, today I have a very special greeting for you to send out to a very special cousin, Miss in capital letters, Sherry Farouk, who is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, and I would like her to know that she is doing an amazing job taking care of her wonderful parents. May Allah continue to give her health and strength and to stay strong. I know it can be very overwhelming at times. We love her a lot. Greetings are coming to you from here. Myself and Auntie Jessie, I know you would play something nice for her. We'll be out doing some errands, but we'll be listening to your program. So then I just got another one that make sure we play this one and the original. But before I get to that, I also want to let you know that I'm not sure if it's Zina. I believe she is your sister-in-law or sister, I'm not sure. Thank you, so we appreciate. Okay, let me see. Assalamu alaikum, I'm writing to let you know that mommy love to hear you are my sunshine, my only son. Well, we're going to get that for her. And also wish Sherry an amazing birthday from the entire family circle. Thank you so much. We appreciate all you continue to do every weekend on your program to cheer up mom and dad. And also my loving your sister, Sherry. Well, Sherry, greetings are coming to you from your entire family. They're wishing you Allah's choicest blessing. You are amazing. Stay safe. They love you. Oh, gosh, so much love today, Gil. You know you always do. And your brother must let you know that Sheikh Farouk Jr. sending lots of hugs and love your way. Ready? This one, the boss lady, Sally, said, make sure we play the original. Again, from your Auntie Jessie and the entire family circle, we join with them in wishing you a happy, happy, happy birthday. Now, if you watch this video, the beginning of this song, Sally said she'd been practicing to dance like that for you later. All right? Happy birthday. Greetings again from Wendy, Justin, Baby Nadia, yours truly, and the entire Aziz family wishing you a happy birthday.
बार बार दिल ये गाए बार बार दिन ये आए बार बार दिल ये गाए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू हैप्पी बर्थडे टू सुनीता हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू बार बार दिन ये आए बार बार दिल ये गाए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू बेकरार हो के दामन थाम लूं मैं किसका क्या मिसाल लूं मैं तेरी नाम लूं मैं किसका नहीं नहीं ऐसा हसी कोई नहीं है जिस पे ये नजर रुक जाए बेमिसाल जो कहलाए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू कुछ मैं भी तोहफा आज लाता और की तरह कुछ मैं भी तोहफा आज लाता मैं तेरी हंसी महफिल में फूल लेके आता जिने कहा उसे क्या है फूलों की जरूरत जो बाहर खुद कहलाए हर गली का दिल धड़काए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू
हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू हैप्पी बर्थडे शेरी Hey, you remember for many, many years, they would sing this at your birthday party while Uncle Dubs come on stage and do this to cheer you up. I'm sure he's singing and celebrating with us. Happy birthday, Sherry Farouk.
फूलों ने चमन से तुझको है सलाम भेजा, फूलों ने चमन से तुझको है सलाम भेजा, तारों ने गगन से तुझको ये पयाम भेजा। दुआ है ये खुदा करे ऐ शौक तुझको चांद की उम्र लग जाए, आए तो कयामत आए तू जिए हजारों साल, ये मेरी है आरज़ू। बार दिन ये आए, बार बार दिल ये गाए, तू जिए हजारों साल, ये मेरी है आरजू। हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू,
हैप्पी 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 बर्थडे यू। शेरी फारूक इज सेलिब्रेटिंग। हे शेरी, वी लव यू एंड गॉड ब्लेसिंग गोइंग आउट टू यू, मे अल्लाह शावर यू विद हिज चॉइसेस्ट ब्लेसिंग। Sherry, just want to say thank you to everyone who took the time to send in greetings, and there are so many of them. She's saying thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Well, we continue now with some more music, but we're going to come back after the short commercial break. We want to say hello to our friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine. Now, if you're in the area, drop by and check them out. They have some kachori now. They have sahina. You know, I tell you, the other day a girl went and she said she wanted a bhaji burger, and I wasn't sure. Is a Sahina the girl ordering, you know. Check them out at Authentic Trini Cuisine.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
My Way Auto Services is your one-stop service center. So whether it's for factory schedule maintenance, exhaust, brakes, alignment, tires, or general repairs, call on the professionals at My Way Auto Services, 416-630-2121, or visit them at 3771 Keel Street next to Walmart. My Way Auto Services, great service at fair pricing.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry? One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakal, Lepakal, door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight in a hurry. Don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate with Lepakal, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry? One brand serving the whole nation. Lepakal, Lepakal.
Visit lepakal.com.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Radhe Radhe Pooja and Deco, now open to serve you, 2710 North Park, Unit Number 6 in Brampton. Give them a call, 647-479-8837, or visit their website at www.radheradhe.ca. They are now hiring, so if you're looking for a position with them at Radhe Radhe Pooja and Deco, visit with them. Now, for all your gift-giving items, you want one-of-a-kind items to send to your loved ones, you want to beautify your own home, your puja room, or even get a new small temple, you can get it all at Radhe Radhe. Remember, they carry all puja items from dewgrass, leaves and flowers, fresh coming in from India, weekly. Visit with them at 2710 North Park Drive, unit number 6 in Brampton. Telephone number again, 647-479-8837. That's 647-479-8837. I want to extend a hello and a warm welcome to Pete and Baljeet, our dear friends. How are you? Hope all is well and looking forward to hearing from you guys. Also, Devika and Derry, hope you're enjoying the weekend. And of course, yes, we have some Parang music coming up in a little bit. So do stay with us. My Way Auto Service, again, check them out. Now, you're looking for a good body shop. We've been promoting and advertising Krish and Andy at Life Auto Collision. So listen, with the weather changing, you know, we might have, and we hope you don't get involved with any accident, but you never know. If you do need service for a good body shop that handles a lot of big insurance claim, and they handle you from getting you a car rental, making sure the job gets done as promised, call them at Life Auto Collision, okay? Whenever you hear the ad, get the phone number and visit with them. My Way Auto Service on Keele Street. Listen, get the number. Now, I recommend this place if you're a female and, you know, sometimes you're feeling, thinking twice about going. Well, you can now get great prices and great service at My Way. They have a very clean and professionally run service center. Drop by and visit with them.
My Way Auto Services is your one-stop service center. So whether it's for factory schedule maintenance, exhaust, brakes, alignment, tires, or general repairs, call on the professionals at My Way Auto Services, 416-630-2121, or visit them at 3771 Keele Street next to Walmart. My Way Auto Services, great service at fair pricing.
thought I would share that with you. Beautiful indeed. In fact, I just played this, and the radio station is asking music only. I'm not sure why, but you know, we grew accustomed only hearing songs. We hardly play the instrumental. We thought we would do that. Miss Baljeet, yes, it's an instrumental, and it is music nevertheless. And I want to hear from you. Did you enjoy that? Do you want to hear more? Please give me a call. And we go to the phone. We have a proud grandma on the line. Oh, I don't. Grandma, listen, if you're listening, I put you on hold for a reason so that we could get the song done and we can put you on the air. So if you're listening, please give us a call back. You have the number. Give me a call back, please. While we wait for Grandma to call with her greeting, we want to let you know that Jazz Supermarket, they're open and ready to serve you. So please check them out. So if you're in the area today, they have some nice bread, freshly baked bread with fish. They have the white cheese from Australia, really nice stuff. So try that. Try the fish. They have some onions and mayo and other things in it. So check them out. I'm waiting for Grandma. Grandma, you ready? You want to call back? 416-848-7772. If you're listening, Miss Mohan, I believe, she had called my cell number, and I gave her the number, but apparently got called away. So Grandma, give me a call back anytime, okay? So here we go. Shabnam Radio, keeping you company. And how long we didn't play this one?
गाना मेरा जादू भरी सुन लो मेरा दुश्मनी कान खोलो मेरा गाना को.
All right, so we have to stop that one as we bring on Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Richard.
Yes, Grandma.
I would love to wish my granddaughter a happy birthday. I can't hear you guys.
Well, we could hear you.
Okay. I would like to wish Sarah Mohan on her 25th birthday on Monday. And this is from her grandma, Sheila, and the rest of the family.
Well, thank you very much, Grandma Sheila. She's turning 25 on Monday, so we're going to play her something nice right now, right?
Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Well, Grandma seems to be hearing us very well. So, Grandma, listen, next time, all you have to do is to turn off the volume on your end, and we'll be up and running. So, listen, just for that young lady turning 25 on Monday, let me give you some advice. Hey, Shabnam Radio. Come on, Grandma, it's worth dancing. Let me go.
Your father would neglect you.
we were planning to bring up DJ Anna. It was all set for December 11th. That was coming up for DJ Anna on the 11th of December, where we are going to bring her, you know, have a fun time for my birthday. However, she had to fly to California a couple of weeks ago, and it turned out that she was called back to California, where she would be starting a TV series, House Out of Order. And, you know, she put that out there. She wanted to. It had nothing to do with her musical career, really. She's going to be acting in a show that was produced. The producer produced shows like Jamie Foxx show. Martin, you remember Martin on Fox TV? Shows like that. Now, this is going to be called House Out of Order. And we're looking maybe in January to have her. So her managers asked if we could consider a date in January, so we're looking at that. But, you know, I'm very, very proud of her. Funny thing is that we were trying to get this young lady for a while. And we asked many people to try to help us get her. And after I got frustrated, I reached out and I found out that she was from Laramie, from where I live. Making further inquiries, found out that her father, Puran, was my childhood friend. And when I contacted him, he was so happy to hear from me, and he reminded me where we built a pigeon coop with his crib. When he was a baby, the crib was still wrong, and we used that to build a pigeon coop. And I helped make that trap door to catch the pigeons. So we were able to get that. So watch out, Anna is coming in January, but I'm very, very, very proud, not only because she's a wonderful young lady, but a Trinidadian, but a friend of a good friend of mine. And she's Canadian. She's Canadian also. She was born here. So way to go, DJ Anna. Well, Vanita also celebrating a birthday. Want to wish her a happy, happy birthday. Hey, Sherry Farouk, your brother. Apparently, he was busy working, didn't get to listen to your greeting, but he want to wish you all the best. How much he so love you. I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday to his beautiful sister. That's Sheikh Farouk Jr.
Oh,
Well, Sherry, you know, everybody been talking about how you were taking care of your mom and dad. Your brother just said, you know, you're the envy of the family, having to spend so much time with mom and dad. But, you know, you are blessed that you can do so and to recognize your love and commitment to doing that. So all the blessing and love going out to you, an example to all of us indeed. Your brother just wanted to say how much he loves you and appreciates everything you do, not only for mom and dad, but for the entire family. Hello to Brother Amir and the members of the IMO. Brother Omar Farooq, how are you? Sister Jamila and Brother Amir, always locked on. Well, we want to play this one. I want to share something here with you guys. You know, sometimes we see a lot of things on Facebook and it makes us think, and it makes sense. I thought I would share this one with you and maybe see if we could apply it, if we can, and in some cases. Before you buy a bunch of stuff for family and friends this holiday, try asking them what they really need. Maybe they need help with a utility bill or a car payment, or rent, or maybe they need a kid-free night and could use a free babysitter. Maybe they need the night of cooking and could use a home-cooked meal. Maybe they need help with gas for the car. Maybe they need a night out with friends, or maybe just a cup of coffee with someone to listen. Maybe they need making the holiday bright for their children. Maybe they need help with some other ways, but they either don't know how to ask for help or embarrassed to ask. Maybe you could be the one to give them what they really need this season rather than just buying them more stuff. You know, it is indeed some trying times, and I really feel if we could give a little gift or a little help where we can without making people feel awkward or embarrassed. I want to share a story. Now, I'm sharing this because nobody would know who I'm talking about. In fact, the individual doesn't even know that I have a radio program. It was an old employee of mine that worked at a restaurant years and years ago in Danforth. And they reached out to me and said that they got a job. First, they were looking for a job, and then I recommended a few places, and I'm not sure if they got any of the positions that I recommended. But they texted me and said they got a job, they needed some money to travel. And so I sent the required amount that they requested. Next day I got another text. They needed a manual and if I could send an additional amount. And I did. I sent the additional amount. Then the fourth day after that, they wanted to get some medicine for allergies. And I sent it. And I was feeling so blessed that I could do this, or they're asking me. Because somebody else would think, well, what are you thinking? They're your father, you're their husband, you're the father. Why do you ask somebody else? But this person was just starting a job. And if they didn't have money to get to that job, how would they get money to even buy a manual or take care of their allergies? And I tell you, you know, they asked again because they had to move. They had to leave where they were living also, and mentioned that they have nobody else except me that they could turn to ask. And I felt honored that, and it wasn't a lot of money, eh? It's like 80 and 60 and stuff like that. And when they asked for the money to move, I felt sorry I couldn't do something like to help them really if they had to move and it was raining and it was very cold. And at that time, I was thinking what else I could do. Because they were asking for $120 and to move, and I was thinking it's raining, what else I could do? And somebody sent me $100. Somebody sent me $100, and I'm sure they're listening. I can't remember for what, but this $100 showed up. And it's a different name to the person that I am thinking about. And that person didn't know that when that $100 came in, it went straight to help this young lady. And I said, look how the universe is. You know, we once you have good intention, and I tried, because the person who e-transferred that $100 to me is a different name that I have saved on the phone. So it's a different name. You know, somebody would call them by a short name, and when you look at the e-transfer, it'd be a long name. And that was my miracle, to see that I wanted to help more than what they were asking, to give this girl a little extra push. And lo and behold, I got that $100. I yet to confirm for what, but I forwarded right away also to the $120 that she requested. So it works like that. You know, you never expect to get help from the person you're helping, but please, always, if you have an opportunity to give and to help, give with respect, dignity. You don't have to tell. Now, I'm saying this and sharing it, hoping that, one, the person listening who sent that $100 would know that they would be blessed for it. It happened at the right time. And the other thing is that if it could encourage others to do a bit of kindness without hurting or embarrassing anybody. So remember, this holiday season, we could do a lot more. Maybe, hey, how about, let me take you and the kids to the movie. Oh, here's a gift card. You want to go to movies? Oh, hey, listen, let me drop by and bring lunch for you next week. I want to do it. What do you want to eat? You know, we always talk about loneliness and seniors. I'm speaking about Amir, and this is the conversation we have many, many times. And it would be nice to see that, you know, the community leaders, I mean, most of them volunteer, and they run the temples and the mosques and the churches and stuff like that. And it's not they and their family, although some of them are run by families only. You know, you look at some organization and everyone on the board is all family members. But if we were talking that, you know, people need to sometimes pick up the phone and talk to people. People are under a lot of stress. Anxiety and stress is a real, real thing. And, you know, it, some people can't deal with it. So when I'm here on Saturdays and I'm talking to the lonely and the seniors and playing music and keeping them company, at least I feel I'm trying in some way. And I get the phone calls. Richard, I like what you said about daughter-in-laws or in-laws or peer children. You know, I can't tell my children that, but it's so true, boy. So let's continue to help, okay? I know things are tough. The food banks are drying up. Hey, Mr. Teresa, 416-848-7772. So if we could, I know things are tight all wrong, but if you could ever, you know, let's continue to help, especially during the holiday season. I remember Mina's daughter did that food drive, and her friends and family all joined and helped. That was a great initiative. Well, the food banks are indeed drying up. Everybody is complaining. So, you know, we could help where we can, all right? Please. Hello, and who we have on the line? Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Mr. Terry Saar. Well, thank you, my brother. Allow me again, before you go any further, to wish you God's blessing on your birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday from all of us.
Thank you very much. You may also want to wish my wife happy belated birthday as well.
Yes, that's right. We understand she celebrated. And, well, I heard that she got some special birthday greetings from a lot of celebrities from India.
Yes, yes. But, you know, Richard, I'm downtown right now, and the reception is really bad. And I'm very nervous when I drive in this part of the world. I'm in Richmond and Church, that area. But, you know, you mentioned something earlier about sharing lessons of life learned.
Yeah, learning
and
experience.
What I wanted to talk about in that regard, I will probably forget. I'll let that happen the next time we chat. Because something interesting happened. We came downtown to do some stuff. I won't discuss what. But in the process of doing what we're doing, we noticed a beautiful Punjabi girl. She looked so destitute with a couple of garbage bags, sitting down at the side of the street. So we took the time to go and talk to her. My wife spent most of the time, only to realize she's a foreign student. She's in the Punjab. She got involved with a guy who was involved in drugs, threw away her passport. She has nowhere to go. So we made a few calls. My wife made a few calls, arranged a place for her to go, call an Uber, got her to go to this place. I guess where I'm going with this conversation is that when I was returning to Canada last week, I read the story about how many international students are committing suicide monthly. As a society, we need to see how best we can help these people in what way, shape, or form, whether it's outreach to let them know we're here, we want to support you. So, Richard, I don't know if I'm making sense, but my heart bleeds when I see these things and I hear about these things. So,
Terry,
it is a fact. It is a reality.
You know, you might say, Richard, that's it, and you'd hang up. I know you're busy, but listen, I honestly believe sometimes we need to do this, to have these conversations, to encourage each other, to don't be discouraged, you know, encourage each other, listen, stop and see how you can help. Now, that's a very serious and dangerous situation. If a guy went up and tried to help, lucky that your wife was there and she's smart enough to know how to approach a situation like that. But I believe if we could, as a community where we can, get these messages out to those students and individuals like that where we can help them. And I applaud you again for doing what you do. I really, really glad. I hope that if you could follow up and let us know if everything went well with this young lady. And it's a good feeling to help. And again, I don't want to forget the cause of this call. There are more people like that. And Terry just mentioned about the suicide rate among students. When they come here, I remember at my restaurant I had about 5 students working, and they allow a certain number of hours where legally they're allowed to work. And most of them would come to do nursing, and they would have to find themselves to places like Winnipeg and other strange land that I wouldn't even feel comfortable going and asking. And the stories they would get about racism and not speak. I remember a fellow from Kerala, something like that, and they had a rubber plantation. They were very well off in India, and he was to just be standing and staring and crying sometimes. So being away from home, we all went through that when we first came to this country, and I believe if we could, and you are a leader in that sphere, where we could continue to have this dialogue and conversation to get help for individuals like this. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Thanks, Richard.
Well, Terry, again, happy birthday, and if it's not too much trouble, can I say a quick hello to Callie?
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Well, hello. I just wanted to, again, wish you a happy birthday. I know it was a couple of weeks, but, you know, we celebrate. We celebrate the fact that we are alive, and you know, you are one of the people, one of the ladies that I look up to, and I'm proud of you, and thank you for reaching out and helping out with that young lady.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just, I had to dig deep, and I was in the midst of standing among all these other homeless people, and I was worried what I was seeing happening around me. And I told her, I said, you would not last the night here. First of all, she had flip-flops on and her feet. And then while I was witnessing what was going on, another homeless person came and snatched her big bags of a garbage bags off of clothes and said, it's mine. And I had to come up with something quickly. I said, no, look, yours is over here, because I know it's, this Indian girl had her bag with her. And everything was fine because I had just given food to the other girl and she was sitting far away, but she just came and tried to snatch the only thing that was left that this young girl had. And I tried my best to deviate her attention, and I whispered to her, I said, you're never going to last, so you got to get out of here. So luckily, a happy ending. Hopefully, she will stay in the new place I sent her to. Her boyfriend is on, what is it called, crystal meth. And I'm suspect that she got into it too. I asked her, I said, confide in me, are you on drugs? And she said, my boyfriend is on drugs and he gave me drugs and he took my passport away, etc. But long story short, these kids, many of them who kill themselves in this country and commit suicide because they got themselves into alcohol and drugs, and they cannot go home because their parents are in big debt to send them here. So it's sad. If anybody hears of these stories, pay attention, because Lotus Funeral Home was saying they have like 3-4 funerals a month with young Indian students. So we need to be aware that this is not existing if you are beginning to have. I wouldn't take up much more of your time, Richard. I appreciate your birthday greeting and appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, I saw one picture, and I was telling Terry, I look at that picture, you and him holding your daughter's hand, and when you had to let go from the video clip I saw, I felt the emotion just by the images that I saw, where you were letting go, your face dropped, your smile shrunk. Well, I know that's your princess. So all the best. I know she's off to a great start, and God blessing to her. Congratulations again, and we'll talk again. Thank you very much for doing what you do.
Okay, thank you,
Richard.
Thanks,
Rich. Bye-bye. I encourage anybody listening. I mean, guys, you know, we could share stories. We could learn. Coming here and playing music and is fine, but listen, we really, really, I believe more in sharing experience and talk and engaging. We're not here to fight and debate, but we could learn from each other. Let's hope there's a good ending to that. You know, human trafficking is one of the things. They come to take your passport, to get you on drugs. Once you're hooked, then you would have to prostitute yourself to keep up with the drugs. That's one of the techniques that they use. They have seen it many times played out on TV, on movies, etc. So, if you could in any way. And you know, I was speaking to this fella in Florida, a friend of mine, and I asked about a friend from Trinidad, and he said, I don't want to hear about that guy. He's an addict. He's a junkie. So I said, but you know what caused him to be there, or how he ended up there? He said, I don't care, man. People in Africa is starving for water and food, and that had nothing to do with it. So I said, you're not making sense. What food in Africa, wherever people are suffering, had to do with him? It's not that he was rich and he was squandering. Drug addicts are not normally rich people or only rich people. What about people who are obese and they're trying? An addiction is just that, an addiction, it's a sickness. So he couldn't understand, and he was freaking out with me. And I had to try to bring the conversation back where I could simply say goodbye without losing a friend. But, you know, I'm not one to judge people. If you could, help them. Help them. This morning I saw a gentleman at the corner just squeeze up between a garbage bin and the corner of CIBC. But I remembered him sleeping in the bank. Indian gentleman. And he had on this camouflage winter snowsuit and gloves, and he was standing this time. And I took out some money. I said, let me go give him. So I changed a 20 and I give him $10. When I get closer, I saw his eyes, one of his eyes, covered with cataracts or something. I said, he said, thank you. Then I give him the other 10. I say, here, get something to eat. I said, okay, uncle. And I walk in, and he said, thanks. But then he shouted out, thanks, really, eh? Thanks. And, you know, I just wish I could have brought him in the studio and put him to sit down to get some heat and warm up a little bit. So I was sharing this with a friend and said, you have to be careful with these people. Yes, we have to. But you know how nice it is somebody could sit in a warm place, have a fresh shower, clean socks. So I know you would tell me there are places for people like that. They should, and we should try to get them there. So anywhere you could. But be careful now, you know. You don't want to walk up to strangers and next thing somebody stab you or, you know. Please. But where you could assist. I mean, you guys always, always do that. So keep doing, okay? Let's help our brothers and sisters. And remember, we continue right here on ShabdamRadio.com. Yes, we're going for another hour. Join us right now, www.shabdamradio.com. And if you have a way to speak to your elders at church, ask them, please, let's set up some kind of communication where we could listen. You know, I heard there's one religious organization that brings seniors in, give them popcorn and they'll have a movie night and stuff like that. I know the COVID thing. And now they're opening up, so they're still spacing out and double vaccination and all that. So it's getting back a little bit. But please, let's reach out to the lonely ones. Not only the seniors are lonely, eh? You're listening to Shabnam Radio with Richard Aziz on a Saturday.
Listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Divorce ya custody di ladai zindagi di sab to aukhi ladai hundi hai kyunki tusi os shakhs na lad rahe hunde ho jis na tuhanda ghar parivar te tuhade bacche sanje ne os waqt kai sawal uthde ne ki property kis kol jayegi custody kis nu milegi te zindagi di sab to pyari daulat bacche kis kol rahenge
SNS lawyers ko inna sare sawalan de jawab te tuhade haq le ladan waste liyaqat hai apne haq janan layi ya salan lain layi ajj hi SNS lawyers nu call karo 416-655-2000
Ayayo, who is the stager?
Complete home furniture and appliances, latest style, color, fabric, golden, ya phir silver, modern, traditional, contemporary furniture and decor. Complete home furniture and appliances. Must see, must visit a designer's collection and affordable price.
Seeing is believing. complete home furniture and appliances.
No cost, free advice. 547 Steeles Avenue East in Brampton. 905-244-4663. 244-4663.
ट्रक का घूमता पहिया कनाडा की मईशत की तरक्की का जामिन। आपका ट्रक सड़कों पर राज करे और कनाडा की मईशत तरक्की की राह पर गामजन रहे। ट्रक मैनुअल या फिर ऑटोमेटिक, ट्रक की बेहतरीन सर्विस के लिए क्विक ट्रक लियो थ्रू आउट ऑन्टेरियो। नो अपॉइंटमेंट नीडेड, ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी, वन स्टॉप शॉप। अब तीसरी लोकेशन एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नैपनी। क्विक ट्रक लियो 519-622-0660 quicktrucklube.com।
आप वहाँ नहीं, लेकिन जब आप रेमिटली के जरिए पैसे घर भेजते हैं तो आप अपनों के पास महसूस करते हैं। बेटी की सालगिरह के लिए या किसी भी मौका पर रेमिटली आपको देता है तेज और महफूज ट्रांसफर की सहूलत और फौरी अपडेट से आप और आपके अपनों को जहनी सुकून। रेमिटली ऐप डाउनलोड करें और अपने पहले ट्रांसफर पर खुसूसी ऑफर से फायदा उठाएं। रेमिटली।
आप सुन रहे हैं आपका अपना रेडियो 770 AM। हमारे प्रोग्राम को टोरंटो में सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 647-872-4900, मॉन्ट्रियल 514-907-6288। इसके अलावा कैलगरी, वैंकूवर, एडमिंटन और रिजाना के नंबर्स आप eawaz.com की वेबसाइट पर जाके हासिल कर सकते हैं। हमारी लाइव 24 घंटे की नशियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। लाइक करें फेसबुक पेज eawaz, डाउनलोड करें फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप। रेडियो 770 AM वॉइस ऑफ कम्युनिटी। फॉर मोर डिटेल्स विजिट eawaz.com।